We welcome all of you this morning to this special celebration of Easter Sunday. Our scripture today comes to us from Luke chapter 24. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to follow along with me. And if not, you're welcome to listen. As we read from Luke chapter 24, I'm going to begin with verse 1 and read down through verse 12. Luke chapter 24. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb taking the spices that they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful people and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Then they remembered that Jesus had said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, several women who told the apostles what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stopping, he peered in and saw the empty linen wrappings. And then he went home again, wondering what had happened. May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of his holy word. And let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the way that your Holy Spirit has moved in our gathering thus far. And we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would continue to move among us. I especially pray that in the next few minutes that my words would be your words. And I pray, Lord, that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase. And Lord, we pray that you would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, dear God, we ask that you would open our hearts, that what you have to say to us today we might receive with joy, and having received it, Lord, we pray that it might be more than just information. Indeed, we pray that your words would be transforming to our lives, that your words would be words of transformation. So we pray, dear God, that you would come to us by the power of your Spirit. And we offer this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, saying, Amen. It's interesting, on Good Friday, everybody that had participated in that event thought that they had everything all wrapped up. Mary, the mother of Jesus, went home to grieve. The disciples just scattered in fear. Pilate went back to his palace thinking once again he had done what was right in the name of justice. The soldiers went back to their encampment, and everything seemed to be as if it was all over. But you see, it wasn't all over, because heaven on Friday started to count. 1, 2, 3. And today is the 3. It's an interesting story we have from the Gospel of Luke. It's an interesting story because the women who went to the tomb expected to find something there. They expected to find the body of Jesus there. They certainly didn't expect that the stone would be rolled away and that Jesus' body would not be where it was supposed to. And I don't know if you've ever had the experience of something not being where it was supposed to be, but I got to tell you that I have. About 8 or 9 years ago, my son Noah, he was probably about 6 or 7 at that point. And one day, he woke up sick with an ear infection and couldn't go to school. Kim had to go to work. And the good thing about being a preacher is that people think we only work for one day a week and only a half a day on that day. That would be today. And my wife is kind of among them. She said, you can take care of Noah. You've got other things that you can do. Well, I had to meet somebody and pick up something very important for worship. And the only day they could meet me was this day. So I pile Noah in the car with me. And he falls asleep. And I drive to a convenience store to meet this guy. And we get out and he gives me what I need. And he says, look, can I buy you a cup of coffee? And I looked and Noah was sound asleep in the car. And I said, sure. So we walk in the convenience store. We were in there probably 2 minutes. We come out and I open the car door and there's no Noah. And I panicked. So I ran back into the store and I said, look, has anybody seen a little kid running around here? A little kid? No, no, nobody's seen him. I walked out, walked around the building, walked back in. I said, really, really, we need to find my child. He is gone. And then all of a sudden, the lady from next door came with Noah, who had walked up the steps and opened the door and walked in her house. And of course, at that point, you know, you want to strangle them, but not while people are around. But most of all, what you are is relieved. Isn't that what it is? You're relieved. And I can remember being so relieved that I found Noah, that I found him, and that he was okay. And you know, I think that must have been some of what the women were feeling when they got to the tomb and there was no Jesus there. And interestingly enough, pretty soon there's two guys in dazzling white apparel, two angels come, and they offer up this interesting question to the women. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you seek the living among the dead? You see, Jesus had told them what was going to happen. And it was hard for them to understand. And honestly, sometimes it's hard for us to understand. When we were here on Friday, going through our Good Friday service, and all the pain and the suffering and the humiliation that was that Good Friday, it is difficult to understand. But we have to know that when they found out that Jesus was alive, that their joy, their astonishment, their happiness at what had happened had to be extraordinary. As much as the day that I picked up my son and put him in my arms and thought, wow, if I had lost you, if I had lost you. And you see, the fascinating thing to me about the resurrection, the fascinating thing to me about this is because of the fact that that stone was rolled away, because of the fact that the women went to the tomb and Jesus wasn't there, because of the fact that Jesus is alive now, today, gives us all sorts of hope. And I think that is the most powerful thing that Easter has to teach us, is that we are never people without hope. Certainly one of the most difficult things that any of us can go through is death, especially the death of someone that we love. And the fact that 2,000 plus years ago, Jesus defeated death. The fact that Jesus was alive despite the fact that even Peter, don't you love that story about them not believing the women? It never happens at my house. And Peter goes down there, sees it for himself, and it's just like, well, what's going on here? What's this about? But the fact that Jesus destroyed death means that you and I always, always, always have hope. And even death cannot destroy the hope that you and I have. Because you see, what we've got to understand, and one of the reasons that Easter fascinates us, I think, is that God went to extraordinary lengths to make sure that we knew how much we were loved. We saw this on Good Friday when Jesus was crucified, and we see it even more today as we celebrate the resurrection. You know, when I was running around that convenience store trying to figure out where my son was and what could have happened in that 2 minutes that he was out of my sight, what I wanted more than anything else was to have Noah back. That's what I wanted. I wanted to find Noah more than anything else, and I was willing to do anything. It didn't matter how ridiculous I might look running up and down the aisles of the convenience store, running around the place, looking in the dumpster. It didn't matter, because what was most important was that Noah was found. And you see, that's why Easter gives us great hope, because just as I was unwilling to let Noah go without being found, guess what? God is unwilling to let any of us go without being found. So much so that he sent Jesus to endure what he did on the cross, so much so that even the grave could not hold the rabbi. And the stone was rolled away, and he is risen. So may we, this Easter and every day, never forget how much God loves us and how much God wants us back with him. He was willing to send Jesus, let Jesus endure what he did, and then in the thing that surprised everyone, when it seemed like the tragedy of tragedies had happened, an innocent man condemned and crucified for doing nothing wrong, the disciples and the women find out that Jesus is alive. And Jesus is always looking for those who are lost. Jesus is always trying to bridge the gap between us and God. That's why he came. That's why he taught. That's why he died. And praise God, that's why he lives. That's why he lives. So we may hear that couldn't have happened. What do you mean he's alive? What do you mean? What does that mean that he is resurrected? Well, let me tell you what that means. That means, brothers and sisters, that you and I are never, ever, 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 ever without hope. I have conducted numerous funerals, and each and every time I stand over a grave and watch that casket lowered down, my heart begins to sink. And then I have to remember and say to myself, oh no, death is not the last word. Death does not have the last word. Jesus has the last word. And I have to remember this wonderful scripture from Luke chapter 24. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And because he is risen, you and I and every other human being on this planet are being sought by God for a relationship and for the opportunity to have that hope that death cannot transcend. Death cannot defeat. Death cannot put its final stamp on. But indeed, we can say, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed, and because Christ is risen, you and I will forever have hope. Because make no mistake, when that stone was rolled away, things changed for humanity in a big way. Because as Paul says, O death, where is thy sting? It is gone. Because Christ is alive. And as much as I was excited to have my son back in my arms that day, it pales in comparison to how much God was willing to do to have each and every one of us back in his arms. Praise the Lord. Christ is risen, and we have hope that lasts not just on Easter, but each and every day of our lives and beyond. So thanks be to God for rolling away that stone. And may we never, ever, ever look for the living among the dead, because Jesus Christ is risen. Amen. Amen.